This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. North Sea Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, closed today right about $78 a barrel, up 1.5% or so, but well off its post-Russian invasion high of $122 a barrel, which was almost exactly a year ago. Saudi Arabia and its allies have been cutting production since then, propping up that price being the proximate goal, of course. But as Marketplace's Lila Jamali reports, they are starting to blame market speculators for the price drop, too.
Saudi Arabia is the de facto leader of OPEC, which prides itself on being something like the world's central bank of oil.
This kind of, you know, fundamental arbiter and influencer of the market.
Commodity Context founder and analyst Rory Johnston says the cartel has that power because it controls a good chunk of the world's supply of oil. Last month, it pulled that lever with a surprise supply cut that sent oil prices higher.
The challenge has been for Saudi Arabia and for the rest of OPEC, the price gains have not been that durable.
Saudi Arabia's oil minister blames market speculators for that. That's why he's telling those who are shorting oil, betting the price will fall, to, quote, watch out.
He wants to punish them. He wants to scare the oil shorts into not shorting oil.
I feel like it's kind of like, you know, I'm going to send you to your room.
Tracy Shuchart, CEO of Hill Tower Resource Advisors, says the Saudis first lashed out at speculators about a year and a half ago. Their protests are growing louder now that the U.S. is producing less shale oil, she says, partly because the low price of oil has made extracting it from shale less profitable.
OPEC is not afraid of shale anymore. We're not going to see U.S. shale be at the forefront of production like they used to be.
The end game for Saudi Arabia and the rest of OPEC? Simple, says Craig Earlham, senior market analyst at Owanda. Get oil prices to move higher and stay there.
They're trying to talk the price in the right direction to enable them to not have to follow up with action.
In other words, cut oil production.
They would rather not cut production, but if backed into a corner, they will.
Ahead of OPEC's meeting next month, the message to speculators seems to be, get out of the way. We're in the driver's seat. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.